Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is July the 7th. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. Everyday kids from all around the world are gathering together to hear these amazing stories in the Bible, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. It's all amazing. And guess what? It's all really about Jesus. Now, John the Baptist wanted Jesus to say clearly whether or not he was the Messiah. What did Jesus say? Let's hear about it from Matthew chapter 11, verses 1 through 19. When Jesus had finished giving these instructions to his 12 disciples, he went out to teach and preach in towns throughout the region. John the Baptist, who was in prison, heard about all these things the Messiah was doing. So he sent his disciples to ask Jesus, "Are you the Messiah we've been expecting? Or should we keep looking for someone else?" Jesus told them, "Go back to John and tell him what you have heard and seen. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cured, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised to life, and the good news is being preached to the poor. And tell him, God blesses those who do not turn away because of me." As John's disciples were leaving, Jesus began talking about him to the crowds. "What kind of man did you go out into the wilderness to see? Was he a weak reed swayed by every breath of wind? Or were you expecting to see a man dressed in expensive clothes? No, people with expensive clothes live in palaces. Were you looking for a prophet? Yes, and he is more than a prophet. John is the man to whom the scriptures refer when they say, 'Look, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, and he will prepare the way before you.' I tell you the truth, of all who have ever lived, none is greater than John the Baptist. Yet even the least person in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he is. And from the time John the Baptist began preaching until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing, and violent people are attacking it. For before John came, all the prophets and the law of Moses looked forward to the present time. And if you are willing to accept what I say, he is Elijah, the one the prophets said would come. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. To what can I compare this generation? It is like children playing a game in the public square. They complain to their friends, 'We played a wedding song and you didn't dance, and we played a funeral song and you didn't mourn.' For John didn't spend his time eating and drinking, and you say he's possessed by a demon. The Son of Man, on the other hand, feasts and drinks, and you say he's a glutton and a drunkard and a friend of tax collectors and other sinners. But wisdom is shown to be right by its results." Well, when John had his followers ask Jesus to declare whether or not he was the Messiah, Jesus said that John should pay attention to what was happening. The lame are walking, the blind can see, the lepers are cured, and the poor hear the good news. The Old Testament prophets had said that the Messiah would go and do all these things. Jesus alone fulfilled all those prophecies. He is the promised Savior. Believe, John. That's what Jesus told him. And you know what? He tells us the same thing. He tells us, "Hunter, the lame walk, the blind see, lepers are cured, the poor hear the good news." All the Old Testament prophets, they're all telling me, as well as they told John, "Believe, Hunter." And they're telling you the same. Believe, Sarah. Believe, Matthew. Believe, Eric. Believe in him. This is what Isaiah chapter 35, verse 4 and 5 says. "Say to those with fearful hearts, 'Be strong, do not fear, for your God is coming to destroy your enemies. He is coming to save you. And when he comes, he will open the eyes of the blind and unplug the ears of the deaf.'" How about that? Well, my friends, we've done it again. We've spent another day in the Bible. And I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. I sure hope you join me. Until that time, you go forward in God's joy, and you remember this. You remember that you are loved. How about that? I'll talk to you tomorrow. You take care. Bye-bye.